This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. It used to be that basketball was the indoor winter sport, baseball was the summer game, and football was the game of crisp autumn weekends. Now, baseball extends into snow days of October, football stretches almost to Valentine's Day, and basketball finishes up post-Memorial Day. Money is the obvious drive behind these long, overlapping seasons. Stadium tickets and live game day sales of concessions, television advertising revenue, online sales of jerseys and caps. The cash flow down all these avenues is, of course, going to be greater over a 7-month stretch than the formerly shorter seasonal periods. And even if the professional football or baseball seasons are too long for your liking, those games don't seem to have lost quality through adding games. The NFL is often held up as the ultimate standard of sports entertainment, and the crucial element of their success is the do-or-die intensity of every single game, every single Sunday. Baseball is not so intense every time out, but that has nothing to do with the length of the season. That's the personality of the game. Just as announcers can slow down their tempo during a baseball game and spin some yarns in between pitches or waiting for a bullpen pitcher to arrive at the mound, fans take in the 9 innings at a fairly relaxed pace, and that's in keeping with the game. But basketball is built on all-out intensity, lightning-quick pump fakes, panther-like leaps, quick-release finger-roll jumpers. And now that we're in the postseason, that's what we're seeing night after night, from opening tip-offs to buzzer-beating three-pointers. But what about the 82 games each of these teams played to get to this postseason? It's as one NBA coach puts it. The extraordinarily long season throws the pro league into an anti-intuitive endurance mode, not the sprint mentality that is basketball's corps d'esprit. These guys aren't lazy, by any means, but you can see that back in December and through January, February, even March, even April, they simply must manage their energy, measure their output, and thus for most of the season, except for the heated historical matchups, we the fans are not consistently witnessing the dazzling quality of skill and athleticism that NBA players have within them. Each one. Lakers guard Derek Fisher, now president of the National Basketball Players Association, is dismayed that in the name of intelligent survival, most players put out less than their potential night in and night out until about this time, May. Fisher says, the way this game has evolved into a global power, each game deserves to be the maximum of what it can be. Financially, number crunchers have laid down the law that 82 games are needed to support the salaries, build the arenas. A few players have said, okay, pay us less and cut down the schedule. But those individuals make for a very small crew. Some say they should actually extend the season even further, but eliminate all the back-to-back games that seem to be the worst culprit in draining the legs of these phenomenal athletes. And let's not forget that many of these top postseason players show up for their countries in the off-season for Olympic Games and World Championships, meaning they're exhausted come mid-NBA season. It will never happen, but I'd love to see the NBA regular season play out as 2 games a week, 1 weeknight and 1 weekend game. As Derek Fisher envisions it, allow these players to play at a level worthy of their fans' adulation every time they step on to the hardwood. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.